USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Yesterday's meeting between lawmakers and Taiwan President Tsai was the most senior U.S. figure to meet a Taiwanese leader on U.S. soil in decades, and stressed the need to accelerate arms deliveries to Taiwan in the face of rising threats from China. A China foreign minister spokesperson quickly denounced the meeting, accusing the United States of colluding with separatists seeking Taiwan independence. The speaker at yesterday's meeting.
I am the Speaker of the House. There's no place that China is going to tell me and where I can go or who I can speak to, whether you be foe or whether you be friend.
Bipartisan lawmakers are in Taiwan this hour, talking to business leaders and government officials about their needs under China's threats. Former Vice President Mike Pence will testify.
According to an advisor to Pence, the former Republican Vice President will come in to testify about the events leading up to January 6th. Earlier indications were Pence might appeal a judge's order that he testify. Pence's decision to comply will give Special Counsel Jack Smith access to one of the key figures with insight into Trump's efforts to remain in power. It's still unclear when Pence's testimony will be heard by the D.C. grand jury. I'm Ryan Daniels.
ExxonMobil Corporation has abandoned a multi-billion-dollar wager on finding oil in the deep waters off Brazil after a series of disappointing wells left it with nothing to show, more than 5 years after the work started. After failing for the third time to find commercially viable amounts of crude there last year, the Texas oil giant has shifted focus on Guyana, Angola, and Canada. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will visit Michigan today for his first appearance this year in the state, potentially the fifth state to hold its Republican primary. Michigan could prove pivotal for any GOP presidential nomination winner. DeSantis has yet to officially commit. This is USA News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-730-2885. 800-730-2885. 800-730-2885.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A statement from General Mark Milley, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, made during a House hearing last week on Iran's nuclear program, alarmed Israeli defense and intelligence officials to the point where they wanted to know more from the Biden administration. Milley testified before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense and said that the United States remains committed as a matter of policy that Iran will have not fielded a nuclear weapon. The word fielded created the impression among Israeli officials that the United States has changed its policy on Iran. One blue state governor is on a mission to change the color of red states.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is traveling across the country visiting red states on what he's calling a campaign for democracy. He stopped in Montgomery, Alabama, saying that state is experiencing a massive rollback of freedoms, considering its integral role in the civil rights movement.
At the end of the day, that's what's going to be required of us to address so much of the rights regression, so much of the rollback of the progress that we've all enjoyed, the national advancement of rights in the 50 years.
He tweeted out that leaders in the GOP are trying to wipe away our history. He's using his tour to prop up Democrats and progressive causes in Republican-led states. I'm John Schaefer.
Investors seem to be getting more nervous about growth. Factory orders out Tuesday fell for the second straight month in February, and job openings dropped faster than expected, a possible sign the job market is cooling. The markets are also telling a similar tale. Lance Pry, USA News.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gets you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucketball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.